Katie Wright from the foundation said that in 2013, they planned to get $1,000 donations each from 1,000 people. That $1 million endowment would go toward the needs of women and children. Wright said this week's announcement is their fifth grant from that endowment.
We manage the fund with an eye on forever, and that means that we want to make sure that the corpus is retained. We want to make sure that in lean times, we can continue to support nonprofits at a high impact level, and that we plan for things like inflation.
She said they plan to have the amount of the grant grow every year. For 2019, they received 13 applications and narrowed the list down to three finalists. The runners-up were PC Tots and Youth Sports Alliance. The People's Health Clinic serves a local population that does not have insurance. Beth Armstrong, representing the group, said that last year they logged just under 10,000 encounters, with about 6,000 of those women. Their budget was $846,000 and is just about the same this year.
We only have a total of 11 bodies. Only 8 of them are full-time, but we have 135 volunteers. Most of those are non-medical. We have about 37 medical volunteers. That's anything from PAs, in nurse practitioners, physician assistants, to medical doctors, orthopedic doctors. We've now partnered with both Hyden, Dr. Hyden, and with RCM, Rosenberger Cooley Metcalf, to where they'll see one of our patients a month in surgery, so they do free surgeries for us.
Armstrong said they would like to put some efforts into education and preventative care. One important area is dental care for their patients.
That's the last thing they do with their ancillary dollars. Sometimes it's between buying a meal or going to a dentist, they're going to buy the meal. So we really are looking at trying to increase our dental services.
The grant from the foundation will also help them in providing contraceptive care.
We just had a donor come to us and say, if I could find a matching grant, he would give us money to buy a certain type of contraceptive device, which is called an Nexplanon, which is it's inserted in your arm, and it can last anywhere from 3 to 5 years, and it's tested through blood. We know how long it lasts. He said that if I could match it, he would give me enough to supply most of what I need for the entire year in Nexplanons, and through this grant, I'm using this as my matching for that.
Along the same lines, Wright said that an anonymous donor has given an annual $10,000 to the foundation in recent years.
And that means we're able to provide a $5,000 grant to each of the two runners-up. This year, they were PC Tots, who is building an emergency fund for their families, so when a crisis happens, those families can weather the storm. And also Youth Sports Alliance, that has expanded its really amazing program, Get Out and Play and Activate, which is an after-school sports program for kids to try new sports out into the South Summit area.
Katie Wright from the Park City Community Foundation and Beth Armstrong, who said they will hold a celebration for People's Health Clinic's 20th year on September 6th at the Equestrian Center at Promontory. For KPCW, I'm Rick Brough.